Drug overdoses have become the leading cause of death for Americans under 50, but recent data suggests that opioids are becoming a larger threat for older adults, too. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss how the opioid epidemic is affecting Georgians over 55. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia, and I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, a lot of the news we hear about opioid deaths is rarely focused on older adults, but they remain among the heaviest users of opioids. Why is that?
Well, one reason is because older Americans have more health issues. It could be arthritis. They could have had surgery, and then they get maybe a prescription of hydrocodone, which is an opioid.
And there are some dangers associated with mixing different opioid medications. Is that right?
Well, older Americans tend to have lots of different types of medications in their medicine cabinet. And the big problem, one of the big lethal combinations, is if they mix an opioid with a benzodiazepine, which are anti-anxiety drugs such as Valium or Xanax. Now, that can be a very dangerous combination. And it's true for all types of medications. I mean, older Americans tend to have a number of meds, and they really do need to have either a pharmacist or a physician to explain that they could have a possible interaction among these drugs that they take.
And pharmacists around the state are starting to launch opioid education programs. So is that the kind of information that they're sharing with their patients, just the danger of mixing medications?
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to educate older Americans who take really the lion's share or the biggest share of these opioids. They're trying to educate them in terms of, okay, these are dangerous drugs. You don't want to take them when you're taking, let's say, a benzodiazepine, which is because the interaction can be really very dangerous. They're trying to get the word out also about naloxone, which is an anti-overdose prescription drug that can reverse the immediate effects of an overdose. They're getting the word out that maybe whether it's a community health center or like a senior living center should have maybe this drug on supply in case someone who's older has a drug interaction. And the fact that opioid overdoses are not just a young person's problem, but they could be an older person's problem as well. There are over 1,000 opioid overdose deaths in Georgia right now annually, and that number is only going up. And so what pharmacists are trying to do is do a very broad education about the dangers of these drugs.
And what can family members do to support safe opioid use? Is that something that these education programs are covering as well?
They are, and a family member really should encourage their loved one to take their medicines, all their medicines, to a physician or to a pharmacist and say, okay, are there possible dangers in mixing these drugs, or are there potential interactions that may not be obvious from a layman's standpoint, but a physician or a pharmacist can clearly identify?
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gpb.org.